"You have not allowed for the wind, Hubert," said his antagonist, bending his bow, "or that had been a better shot." So saying, and without showing the least anxiety to pause upon his aim, Locksley stepped to the appointed station and shot his arrow as carelessly, in appearance, as if he had not even looked at the mark. He was speaking almost at the instant that the shaft left the bowstring, yet it alighted in the target 2 inches nearer to the white spot which marked the centre than that of Hubert. Hubert resumed his place, and, not neglecting the caution which he had received from his adversary, he made the necessary allowance for a very slight air of wind which had just arisen, and shot so successfully that his arrow alighted in the very centre of the target. "A Hubert, a Hubert!" shrewd the populace, more interested in a known person than in a stranger. In the clout, a Hubert for ever!" "Thou canst not mend that shot, Locksley," said the prince, with an insulting smile. "I will notch his shaft for him, however," replied Locksley, and letting fly his arrow with a little more precaution than before, it lighted right upon that of his competitor, which it split to shivers. The people who stood around were so astonished at his wonderful dexterity that they could not even give vent to their surprise in their usual clamour. "Who can this be?" whispered the yeomen to each other. "Such archery was never seen since a bow was first bent in Britain." "And now," said Locksley, "I will crave your grace's permission to plant such a mark as is used in the North Country, and welcome every brave yeoman who shall try a shot at it." He then turned to leave the lists. "Let your guards attend me," he said. "If you please, I go but to cut a rod from the next willow bush." Prince John made a signal that some attendants should follow him in case of his escape. But the cry of "Shame, shame!" which burst from the multitude induced him to alter his ungenerous purpose. Locksley returned almost instantly with a willow wand about 6 feet in length, perfectly straight, and rather thicker than a man's thumb. He began to peel this with great composure, observing, at the same time, that to ask a good woodsman to shoot at a target so broad as had hitherto been used was to put shame upon his skill.